Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
And today we are actually going to discuss portals to the astral realm, which we didn't talk about on a Friday show because we took callers first. And what we had planned to do is continue the conversation we started on Wednesday and give some insight on how to access these portals from a conscious state. Because as our listeners know, oftentimes, as we're dreaming, we astral project, but there's a way to become more advanced at astral projecting and do it from a conscious state. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And we are a little late, so we apologize to our callers. So hopefully the callers that were in the queue will be returning soon. And what else do we want to tell people? Oh, we invite our callers to follow us on Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook and on Twitter. There are two accounts, Neil Baker Psychic and Neil and Kristen Baker. You can follow, like, send a friend request, or all of the above. Our call-in number for today, 914-338-0164. And the number to call for more conversation than the radio show allows, 562-596-7818. Okay. So, let's get started, Neil.
Huh, portals. Well, you know, portals, where do they start? I guess they start in the physical realm. We have portals that lead us from one room to another, portals that transport us in terms of physicality.
Right, we talked about physical portals that you can create just by virtue of an arrangement of, you know, furniture, a mirror, certain energies that spirits will naturally be attracted to. But also we talked about portals that are visible with the third eye that, you know, will spontaneously appear if you have an activated third eye or activated third eye on some level. So,
well, just as the physical eye can detect a portal, a doorway, for that matter, or a portal in a cave, something in the ocean that is like a whirlpool of some sort. We have portals in the astral realm. We also have portals that are still somewhat visible to the naked eye, like an Ouija board can be in a portal. There are certain portals in terms of windows that are not... that are not as obvious as we think of as a portal might be. When we get into the third eye, we start to see portals where there shouldn't be one. In other words, out of the mist of air, the third eye detects a portal. Now, that's going to be different than the physical portal, that portal that exists in the astral realm. And it's going to be different than something like a mirror or an evil or a doorway, or something that you see with your naked eye and say, hey, that feels like a portal to me. Portals can come, they can be almost disembodied in the sense that they're not attached. There's nothing there that would explain it. The only way to detect it would be through the third eye. Now, that is an element of a portal through which we can enter, exit, or things can come to us in the same variety of thought, exiting, entering, that where there wouldn't be anything there otherwise. And portals, even in the eye, vanish before the third eye. They seem to be there and then they're gone. So portals sometimes are directly connected to a certain angle or a certain consciousness, and thereby we can see into the other dimensions through what we would consider to be a portal. So what do we get? Why are these portals here, and what is their significance? Well, first of all, they're somewhat supernatural, and it's a way for us to communicate with the other side. So in technical terms, a spiritual portal has to do with a four-dimensional vibrational space or frequency. And this energy merges with the physicality of the world, and thereby we have a doorway to which we have the access
to
the spirit
world. So a four-dimensional, why four? Because
we're dealing with the etheric plane.
Body.
Yeah.
The physical plane, the etheric plane,
the spirit plane. The dimensions are innumerable. When you get into the etheric realm, when you get into the astral realm, we defy logic. And through the aid of energy vortexes, we transcend logic information. I mean, we're not going to have a rational conversation about supernatural portals and spirits and such things with a scientist. Not basically so. So you have to get into the vocabulary of what the spiritual plane is all about.
Right.
And this has to do with a vortex of energy that sustains it and thereby gives it a different kind of definition. More the mass of energy in a high concentrated place. This is coming from a very magnetic, spiritual, unknown sources that create a great spiral of energy that can be positive or negative in terms, but it really defies logic. We're not talking about logical things here. We are talking to some extent about gravitational pulls and whatnot. Where light can bend, and it can cause a certain distortion in the human energy field. But actually, when we get into the idea of a non-visual portal or something that can only be visualized through the third eye, then we're getting into a considerable definition of distortion about the human energy field. Because we're not in the human energy field anymore. We're in the soul spirit energy field. And this is according to the nature of how energy flows beyond our physical dimension. So that's why we would more or less talk about such things as fourth dimension, fifth dimensions, things like that. The attitude of how these energies come to us, though, is not as controllable. Well, nothing's really controllable with the third eye. I mean, you can to some extent control, but when you get into this idea of what are you going to bring in through a portal, it can be positive, it can be negative, it can be good, evil, light, dark. We're not really talking about a significant spiritual essence, because we tend to think that portals can also be dangerous. And we're not just talking about the yin and the yang, the female or masculine energies, the good and evil aspects of energy. We're really talking about the content of spirit, which has a far wider dimension than just what our basic duality system consists of.
Right.
Yeah, you're going to say something.
I was going to say something about the fourth dimension because, you know, there are many new age people that believe that we're living currently in the fourth dimension, that like around 2011, 2012, the planet switched from a third dimensional planet to a fourth dimensional reality, which is not exactly our belief system. So, you know, when we talk about the fourth dimension in terms of astral projecting, that's a bit different than, you know, the entire planet being in a fourth dimensional reality.
Yeah, we're getting way beyond that kind of sense of vocabulary. We're moving more into an area where we are transcending human comprehension.
Right. So the fourth dimension does transcend human comprehension because we're entering that etheric realm. So thus, we're not, you know, how could we be living in a fourth dimensional reality? We wouldn't be experiencing the things we experience on Earth if we were.
No. No. I mean, a person can say whatever they want about dimensions, but in all actuality, we are discussing what is really the attitude of being in the fourth dimension. You can't even be in the body. You
right.
To be outside.
Exactly the point. You know what? Let's take our caller, Neil,
sure.
And then we'll get back to this in a moment. So we're pressing the pause button here. Let's take our caller. Hi there. Who's this?
Hi. Is this me?
This is you.
Oh, hi. It's Pat calling from Connecticut. How are you?
Oh, hi, Pat. Pat. 712,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Your memory is incredible. Yes.
Thanks. And the year, I know you're 28101, but I don't remember the year and I can't do the math here.
53.
How's it going?
Well, it's been a struggle. I just had a simple question. If you see work coming in soon, I've been putting up flyers and putting the word out and looking for different types of work, and it's not come to fruition yet.
Not come to fruition yet. And you're still are you in the apartment above the nonprofit still?
Yes, I am. And that's a bigger space, so that's working out well.
And you're affording the rent and everything?
Well,
you're not.
I'm getting really close to not being able to do it next month unless some work comes in.
Oh, boy. And is there any chance, like, of collecting unemployment or anything like that?
No, not that.
Okay.
I just tried to get cash assistance, but that didn't work.
Really? Okay. So she needs a job quickly. How can we get her
some
help here?
Basically, are you looking? I mean, a caregiver. You have to have references, of course.
Which she has. She's done this. How long have you been a caregiver, Pat?
For a couple of years. I'm licensed. I'm also looking for house cleaning and dog walking and dog sitting overnight.
That's not exactly.
Well,
that is. Is there any agencies, employment agencies, you can sign up?
No, because I really need to make cash. And also the other avenue is my pet portrait business, which my son just made a website for.
Oh.
Cash, you mean you want to be paid in cash, like under the table?
Yeah.
House
cleaning usually works that way. It's usually cash. Dog walking is invariably cash.
Uh-huh. Let me ask you something. Where is the here's a question on the side. Where is the closest library to you?
One town over. I mean, there's one in New Haven, but it's so hectic to get there. I would go to another town.
One town over. Is that within 8 miles?
Yes.
Would that be a vast distance for you to travel if you were to find a job?
No.
You know what's weird is you just talked to someone from – you're in Connecticut, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? You just talked to someone from Connecticut yesterday.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Actually, that's the town I would be very happy to work in.
New Haven?
No, Hamden.
Oh, Hamden.
Where the library is?
Yeah.
That's where I'm getting my current vibe. Have you looked diligently over in that area?
Well, I've just started putting flyers up near where I live. I have put a few flyers over there in that area, really just in the past couple of weeks. I've been getting
flyers are not the most effective way of doing it unless, you put your license number down on it. But the flyer system is a little bit, it's I mean, where are you putting out your flyers?
Well, in businesses, and there's one street here in New Haven where people put flyers up everywhere. And in fact, someone did take one down and give me or text me today.
And how did that turn out?
Well, I haven't heard back.
Well, you might want to also apply to where agent, you know, where people are willing to put your card up on their billboard, agencies, libraries.
I'm doing that too. But you know what? These days, a lot of places have billboards only for you know, businesses or events. Anyway, yes, I do that too. I go around to shops and put them up.
Now, in the local, is there a local paper there where you could put in an ad for?
I don't know if people do newspaper ads anymore so much as they do stuff on like Craigslist. You know, I don't know if people read classifieds anymore.
No, my friend did classifieds. That just didn't work. I'm on Craigslist. I'm in a neighborhood online newsletter. So I am putting the word out.
Is there a senior center there or a child center or, you know, mothers?
There is at the library, yeah.
And so have you tried that yet? No.
No, I haven't. That's a good idea.
Okay, I want you to do that. Have you tried any of the veterinarian clinics?
No, I'm gathering all my cards and I'm getting ready to get a map and find out where they all are and take a day to set them up.
Okay, so why don't you go that route? Kristen and I will promote the venture with our own added incentive of energy directly connected to you.
I appreciate that.
You know, so we've got a couple of options that you could put about in those areas, you know, libraries and pet stores and veterinarian clinics and senior centers.
Right.
You know, get to know the receptionist. Talk to them for a minute or two. You know, because the receptionist is the one that really greets the public, and they might, you know, they chit chat. So just start to maneuver on that line. And like I said, Chris and I will promote your venture with activity of energy on our part, and let's just see if we can get job going as soon as possible.
You know, you're a licensed caregiver, you said, Pat?
Yes, I am.
So, I mean, what about retirement homes or convalescent homes? Do they have opportunities for people that are in your position? Did you?
They have people already there. I am trying, you know, a few of those places, but it's very difficult to get your own word in. They're sort of closed.
I see.
Yes,
I would think
I'm trying.
More difficult to piece together a living doing dog walking, pet sitting, and house cleaning than it would be to have like a solid position in a field where you're licensed, is my only thought.
It's true, except that the dog walkers here do amazingly well. They turn away people.
Really?
They really do. Oh. And one of my friends, one of my dog walkers for my dog, says she does 200 overnights a year.
Wow.
200 at $55.
No, I mean, you could also put flyers in people's mailboxes, you know, a little. I mean, if you're not working right now, you might as well work on your own behalf and spend some time footwork hitting the pavement.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I put them in mailboxes. I'm doing all that. Do you see at all a time period?
Do I see a time period? No, I don't see a time period. What we're trying to do is create a time period.
Okay. Okay.
So what I'm doing in terms of active visualization, and what Chris and I will do is we will put into the batter our own recipe of urgency.
Thank you.
Let's do it that way, because do I see a date or a time coming at me, you know? No.
We're creating energy to make it happen, because that is on the horizon in terms of a psychic view.
Right. You're 60, You're 63?
Yes.
Well, that's to your advantage, because a 63-year-old, if you're fit and you got strong legs and a good constitution, a lot of people will just say, you know what, there's a lot of people trust the seniors. You know, there's not much left for them to do to take advantage of somebody. if you know what I mean. I mean, I'm older than you, so I can talk this way. But
yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I get it. I agree with you.
Okay. Oh, and you know, just another thought. You're 63. Are you planning on collecting Social Security at 65? Are you going to wait to do that?
No, I'm going to have to collect it. That'll make it a little easier as far as stress.
Yeah.
But I'll keep working.
Yeah.
Let me ask you one thing before we have another call.
No.
Let me ask you something. This is a strange question. Here's a strange one for you. When was the last time you applied maple syrup or some facsimile of maple syrup to anything in your diet?
A couple of years ago in granola.
On granola, a couple of years ago. God, that's a long time.
Well,
you need some maple syrup.
that's a strange source of memory. What was going on in your life then? For you to remember that, I wouldn't know what I would put on my cereal 2 days ago.
No, I was making a wonderful granola recipe as gifts, and it called for really good maple syrup and a fair amount.
She made her own granola, that's why.
Why were you making your own granola? Where does that come from in your history?
It was gifts, and it was just excellent, excellent granola. You couldn't find it in a store, so I gave it as gifts. Well, for a while, I ate it, but it was too fattening. I ate too much. I couldn't control myself. So then I made it.
Okay, let me ask you something, because that takes me to a journey of grocery stores. And what health stores, grocery outlets are in the area of, what is it, Hampton?
New Haven.
New Haven?
You're right. And I did put one up there a few weeks ago, and I saw someone took one of the phone numbers off.
Okay. So continue to haunt those premises.
Okay.
A lot of people who are, you know, it's hard to approach somebody the way you are on foot. With, you know, let me be your housekeeper, let me be your caretaker, let me walk your dog.
Right.
You know, unless you come out up front and say, I need work, I'm licensed, and I'm doing what any human being would do when they're in need of work. I'm hitting the pavement, and I'm looking, and I've got, do you have references?
Yes, very good references.
So you say I've got references, you know. It's what I'm willing to do to work, and I'm a good worker. So, you know, sometimes you approach somebody, you might get, you know, most of the grocers or shoppers or people who go in and out of the post office or whatever, they don't have time for, we're inclined to ignore people that approach us. We've become a very suspicious society. But, you know, we put out energy that under the umbrella of goodwill,
okay.
You'll have some connection in your attempts, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, you made me think of another question. Can I ask you another one? Which is
you can ask. We're a little slow today.
Okay, Pat. It's just been in the back of my mind lately, so I'm wondering if this is going to happen. I've been thinking about a partner, getting married, finding someone, companionship, love. That's just keeps popping up in my head.
Oh, wow. So when's the last time you were in? Have you been married before?
I was divorced for 31 years. I've been not in relationships almost my whole adult life.
Okay, so you've been divorced since you were, what, 32?
About 31 or something.
Okay, and do you have kids? I can't remember. Do you have children?
I have one child. I just got busy taking care of. Yeah.
Well, 31 years. 31 years you haven't been in a relationship. So you haven't had no romance for 31 years? No intimate connections with another person?
No, when I was younger, say up to late 40s, I had a few relationships. And then I tried a few like Match.com, and that didn't work. And
so you're saying that since the age of 31, you have been in a couple of relationships?
A couple, yeah. Yeah.
And those have been, did those establish any sense of intimacy, you know?
Yeah, a little. Yeah.
A little? You mean like kissing or something deeper than that?
A little more than that, but they didn't last long. They weren't right.
Anybody in the background, in your family background, named Ruth?
There was a woman that took care of my father as a child. Her daughter was named Ruth.
So a woman who took care of your father as a child, which would be a caretaker.
In those days, it was someone that did everything, you know, cooked, served, you know, just lived in the house, but didn't.
Yeah. Well, that there are people like that today, but that lends itself to a cousin of your world of employment.
Yes.
And I'm going to a name of a woman who did that kind of work, who had a daughter. Of course, when we get to the daughter, we're assuming that this woman had a relationship and gave birth. So the idea if you're playing detective with me, we're getting to the idea of you revisiting a relationship. You're not going to give birth, but of revisiting a relationship that includes intimacy.
Well, it was
because I'm pulling up. Huh?
I'm a little confused. Amanda was the woman who cared for my father. Her daughter was Ruth.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the fact that Ruth was her daughter suggests that Amanda had an intimate relationship.
And that's why the name Ruth is coming in. So it's like a treasure hunt, if you will. So that it may not make sense to you on a logical level, but the name Ruth is connected to the woman who, so there's an intimate relationship there. So this means that forthcoming may be an intimate relationship for you.
Okay. So I'm a little nervous because Ruth never married.
No, it's not to do with that.
Ruth may have had 3 freckles on her forehead. Doesn't mean you're going to have them. We're not going to those kind of details. You're getting too mixed up in details. Let's just take one piece out of the pie. The piece out of the pie we're taking is that I connected to a name that whose mother was a caretaker. That mother did. It doesn't matter if she had a marriage or not. It doesn't matter. She was in a relationship with somebody whereby she gave birth to a girl who she called Ruth.
Got it.
All I'm doing is saying I'm only taking that part of the story out of context and saying that somewhere there may be a soulmate for you where you're going to have an intimate connection with.
Thank you.
And because it comes from the idea that this woman took care of your father, this past life companion may have been family connected at some point in a past life.
Okay.
So the best thing you can do in terms of interpreting what I'm saying is, so Neil, what you're telling me is, with all this information, you're telling me that I may have a chance of meeting someone from a past life whom was once a family connection, but now can become my lover.
Okay. Sounds good.
And, it would be easier. I mean, if you were able to meet somebody and then actually maybe share a life with that person, from a financial standpoint.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not necessarily saying that will or won't happen, but it would be better.
You know, Kristen, I mean, she's got a 712, there's 73, her first and last
number 73.
She's a 28101, which of course revolves around that issue of compounded energy on a one soul level. But still, you've got some very good things going on to the extent that you're born in 1953. 53 is an 8, 1953 is a 9. And so I would assume that you've got a very good chance. Well, you know what? You have a very good chance at the age of 63 of getting both a job and a companion.
Which is?
I'm ready. You're making me feel good.
Oh, good. Well, okay, Pat, let us know how things progress, okay?
I will. And thanks so much for the time. I appreciate it.
And I'll let James Brown know that you feel good, okay?
Hilarious. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. We have a caller from the block number. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Who's this?
Hi, this is Akanksha.
Oh, hi.
Who?
Akanksha from India. So,
you remember.
What's your birth date again? I believe she's competitive.
30th October 91.
Happy birthday. You just had a birthday. 10/30/91.
Yes. Yes, thank you.
10/30/91, is that right?
30. Yes, right. 10/30/91.
Do I have that right?
Are the birth dates in India recorded as the same birth dates in America?
Yeah, 10/30. She's a 24/6. I remembered her. I must remember wrong.
Yes,
they're backwards.
10/30/91.
You just say 30/10/91, right?
Yes.
You said the day
We say it the other way.
But it's still the same day. I mean, the days correspond.
Yes,
We use the same calendar.
Okay.
Okay, so what's going on?
Still looking for the job, but much more calmer now.
And you had wanted to move to England,
still.
Right? And you're an attorney.
Yes,
that's your line of work.
Yes.
And you're still on the search.
Yes.
Okay. And you're living with your parents, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Well, and so what is your most immediate concern right now, the relationship?
No, it's her job.
Her job?
What part of India are you in, Akanksha?
Delhi.
Delhi?
Delhi is the capital city, yes.
Yeah.
And you can't find work as an attorney?
No. I just made Indian food, though. I don't know if she's interested in that, but we'll go to her job first.
So are you attempting to go to a law firm for work as opposed to have?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm seeing two, in India, I don't know what the attitude is about male attorneys and female attorneys. I don't know how difficult it is where the man thoughts go in terms of India. But I'm seeing you working in a firm with two men.
Well, I am working in a firm right now.
You're working in a firm with two men now?
Yes.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Well, I didn't know that from your information. I was picking that up as a visual picture, and you're validating it. Right.
Actually, I share my room with two men, but I work with many men. It's more men, less women.
Oh, so you the firm has many men in it, and you share.
Yes.
You share your habitation with two men.
The room in my office, yes.
Who are those two men?
Colleagues. I mean, I'm talking about my office, the room I have. They have two men, yes.
Okay, yes. Well, are you now desiring to leave there and find other work?
Yes, in England.
In England. Okay, so I've got it. Now I get the picture. And my memory is being restored here. So you want to move over to England. And that requires you soliciting yourself overseas, so to speak, so that you can get work there. And you're not getting the kind of responses you need, right?
Yes, that's right.
Are there any, quote, Indian attorneys, I would imagine, in England that would or who would be very interested in your in yourself.
Yes, I'm trying that. I think I'm missing on something here, which is what I wanted to catch on to. There is some point I keep getting a feeling I'm missing on to something.
What? Why don't I didn't
say that again? Yep. So we can understand.
I think I'm missing, like, in terms of applying. I
mm-hmm.
feel like I missed something. Some gap is there. I don't know what it is.
Well, have you been an attorney? Well, you're 91. You're 25 years old.
Yes.
But so you've been. Have you been an attorney for about 4 years or less?
Less.
Uh-huh. So less than 2 years?
Yes.
I think
just
that
a
there
year.
Might... What's that?
A year and a half.
Year and a half. Well, what you're missing to me, there's a... probably on a karmic level, your karma was established around the age of 24, where there was a change which would have brought you close to the age at which you started to do work. And so what I'm thinking or feeling is that without effort, you have a 6-month wait. With effort, we might be able to narrow that down to something more immediate in a response. So in your resume, do you have an expertise field of a law that you have some references towards what you've done?
Yes.
Okay, so I want you to reapply to different places with that emphasis in mind. Obviously, not to narrow your consciousness, but right now appeal to firms from India. Would you say that there is any, the word chauvinistic attitude about a male attorney from India working in England, hiring a female attorney from India? Is there any block in a man's world regarding that?
Mm-hmm. Not really.
Okay, good.
A block?
I just want to make sure about the flow of energy so that we're not reduced to any biased feelings, if you know what I mean. So I want you to go there. I also, because I do feel that there's a male energy in England that will help you and perhaps solicit your, answer your solicitation. So I want you to reapply. I want you to go there and let's see what happens within the next month. Within the month.
Oh, do you think I should go there? I have been having this idea that I should just go to check it out. Just, you know, like...
You mean stay, live there, maybe move there temporarily and see if you get work?
Yeah. Is it affordable?
Not temporarily, but like they go... Just like take a week off or something. And,
oh, just
yeah.
a trip?
Just
a short trip?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
is it
yes.
affordable to you?
Yes.
Yeah,
but
that's what I'm suggesting. That's what I'm suggesting. But plan the appointments first that you would like to meet somebody at the office.
I'm doing
and
that, yes.
What's that? Set up 3 or 4.
I'm doing. Yes.
Set up 3 or 4 interviews before you go out there. And yes, that's what I'm suggesting.
So do you pick up any place or a person? It would make it easier because there are so many of them.
Real quick, because we've got other callers.
That would require more detail. We're talking about a different time of inquiry. So you're an attorney. You understand some questions you can answer quickly. Some would take more time. That question requires more time than we can afford on a radio show.
Sorry, yes.
Oh, okay. Don't apologize. I mean, it's you can always call 562-596-7818 number for further conversation. But yeah, we do have other callers and we kind of limit the, when we've got other callers, we've got to limit the questions to one.
I will say that there are four firms within Indian, with individuals from India that are sort of within a 6-mile radius. So go there first.
Okay.
Okay. Akanksha, thank
okay.
you so much.
Got it. Yes. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I wonder if people from India ever cook American food. Why would they?
Well, why not?
I mean, well, yuck. I mean, American food's so boring.
McDonald's,
I mean, there's some nice. Yeah,
I mean,
that's
as far
true.
As crudeness goes, there's McDonald's everywhere.
But I made, what did I make recently? Masala dal and bangan bhata and a raita with zucchini. I don't know how to say zucchini in Indian. But anyway, it was actually pretty authentic,
yeah, pretty
I must
good.
Say. Okay. 818, but I've never been to India, so I've never eaten Indian food in India. I've only eaten it here in the United States, but we do have an Indian district very close to us,
yes,
about 5 miles
yeah.
away, which we visit. Okay, 818 and then 248. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Kara.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, Kristen and Neil.
Hi.
My birth date is 11/28/69.
Okay, birthday's coming up. Coming up in a month, 8, 9, 10.
That's right.
And what's your question?
Well, I'm wondering if there's any insight on my relationship with my sister and
okay.
how I can move forward with her. She's really closed me off and alienated me, and
I'm sorry, what was the last thing you said? She closed you off and what?
Alienated me from the family, and it's complicated. Although I'm kind of healing myself, and I'm desperate to remain in her life.
Could you give us her birth date?
9/14/67.
Okay. 9/14/67. Oh boy. So 30. Yeah. And it's, well,
their master numbers are the same.
Their months become an 11, which is Kara's. Kara,
yeah.
How do you spell your name, by the way?
C-A-R-A.
C-A-R-A, I had a K. Okay, so yeah, I mean, you've got some issues in the relationship with her. Your months become your month, 11. Your years are...
we'll explain that. Nine
are interchanged. Yeah, so 9 and 11 become an 11, which is your month.
Mm-hmm.
And, gosh, her first two numbers, 9-1, become the sum of your day, 2-8, which is a 10. So there's definitely a karmic connection going on. I mean, we could go on and on here. We don't have a lot of time, but the years are interchangeable. 66, your 6 to her 7 is a 6-7, which is her year. Her 6 to your 9 is your year, 69.
You know, in the yin of energy, yin yang, female, male, you've got a Cain and Abel feminine rivalry. And
yes.
So there's going to be maliciousness. Jealousy,
very much so.
Envy, doing one up on the other.
I'm very passive and enjoy her to kind of see her confidence grow, but you know, it's all coming out negative against me.
You're not the negative part here.
But I mean, the negativity exists. And you know, the other thing is their numbers together become, their master numbers are an 11.
Yeah.
So you've got,
right.
You know, yeah, that's the 11, that's the second chakra relationship. But the 11 is I mean, it's difficulty. There's problems with 11s.
You know,
for
sure. Karen, Kara?
Kara.
Yes.
Kara.
Yes, Kara.
You know, Kara, even if you just look at it in a kind of a raw way, you go to a bird's nest and watch how birds will, some species will throw the other birds out of the nest. You know, that it's not because they have psyche problems. There's a gene in nature that goes there. Now, not all the time, but when it occurs, there's origins to it. And your sister, I wouldn't cast your sister as a bad person per se. But I think that because I'm sure that there are people who would speak highly of your sister.
Mm-hmm.
Your sister and you get into it. And it's not that you can be passive, but then we have the extraordinary layer of passive aggressive. So if I was talking to your sister, I'm sure she would say things about you that would irritate her. So it gets into you can't be biased here. We've got to be objective. And there is a certain genetic code that goes deeper into the soul where the two of you have rivalry. And believe it or not, but either the mother or the father may be prompting some of this behavior from childhood on.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Father.
Yeah.
Father, what's his birthday? Just out of curiosity, real quick.
11/11/25, and I believe it's 33 or 33.
Do you know how old he is right now?
Excuse me?
How old's your father?
He's in his 80s.
Oh, you don't know the okay. So
well,
30,
you know,
and 11/25.
I'll tell you, Kara.
Yes.
32, 33?
Yeah, maybe. Well, I got 25. Oh, no. You're right.
19. No, 32 or 33 is the year I was just saying.
Oh, yeah.
19 plus 5 is 24 or 25. He's either a 24-6 or a 25-7. But we don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway.
To tell you the truth, Kara, I felt in my attitude of mother or father, my first thought was father.
And, it's interesting. 11/25 is the sister's month. It becomes 9. So there may be – is he more –
very aggressive, and he's really caused many problems and a huge rift in our relationship, and it's money based and
is he more aligned with your sister than yourself?
Well, they're now that we're older, they're both in the same financial bracket, which is I'm not in that bracket, so they kind of have a little bit of an elitist approach to bonding together on that.
Let me ask you something, Kara. Sometimes kids take on the characteristics more of mother, more father. Would you be more prone to be your mother's resemblance than your father's, or am I wrong?
No, you're right. I grew up with my mother and my stepfather, so I'm really had those two as my parental. Yeah. And he's been in the background for a long time. He left us, so. My mother married into, a family that they socialized together. So we kind of all have been in each other's lives.
Yeah. Well, what I'm, we have to move on, but what we're getting here is a psychic validation of background. That's the background. We need that foundation in order to evaluate further aspects of your connection with your sister and how maybe to change this or affect it or to deal with it. That's for a different story. We can't go over that today. What we did was we went over the foundation, some of the foundation elements on a psychic level to establish a further avenue of analysis, which maybe we can do on another show.
We can do it on another show. Yeah, we're on the back of the air.
Can I call in a private? Can I also contact you after hours?
Definitely.
Okay, great.
After the show, 562-596-7818 is the number. And that number is also on the show.
Got it. Love you guys. Love you guys. I've been actively listening, and you've helped me so much. Thank you.
Oh, really? Well, that's great to hear. We're so glad that you called today.
Yes, I put you in my car. I bring you guys everywhere with me.
Oh, wow. So. We really appreciate that.
Okay, great. I will talk to you both again. Okay.
Okay, great.
Have a great show.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Oh, and should we invite Kara to join us on Facebook and on Twitter, blah, 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 blah. 248 is our last caller. And we never finished today our topic, but that's okay. We're going to maybe stretch this to another Friday, and then we'll wrap it up for this topic after that show. Okay, 248 is on the air. Hello.
Oh, hi there. How are you doing?
Hello there. We're doing fine. How are you?
Excellent. Good. I just failed a test for a job that I was looking to get. And
Jennifer. Jennifer, hi. Have you spoken with you before, Jennifer?
I think a few months ago I did, yes. I spoke with Neil. He did a little bit of numerology, and he told me how everything runs in 9-year cycle.
What's your birthday?
April 3rd, 1970.
7/17. 24/6. Well, you're a 6, so I'm not sure about that. But anyway, okay. Because you would go in 6-year cycles, essentially, not 9-year cycles.
Okay.
Your number is master number is 6, and there would have been a change for you in 1984, Jennifer. So I don't know if we talked about that on the last show, but
no.
What happened in 1994?
1994, I would have been, 24?
24 years old.
24 years old. Probably a lot happened. I can't think of anything in particular. I didn't get married, have any kids, move or anything like, well, I probably moved, but I can't think of anything in 1994.
That would be it. If you moved or, I don't know, college, that's college age, right?
I think I finished in 92.
Okay. Well, anyway, you may have moved. It's about a job today?
Yeah, I'm between opportunities, and I was did a test for a job, and I took a course. They make you take a course, and I passed the written test, and then the practical test I failed. But I'm okay with that. But I'm just wondering if the universe has a different plan in terms of when and what I should be doing.
Okay, and in the interest of time, because we don't have a lot of time.
Wait, before you go there.
Okay.
Jennifer, have you ever worked in any capacity with government, local, city, state?
I have not, but I am on, I've passed a bunch of tests for the federal government, and I'm on a waiting list for a position with the federal government.
So that's the vibe.
So that's where you're
getting the vibe from.
I'm getting when we were talking, because I don't recall previous reading, due to a lack of memory, my half my brain is missing, but I'm still working. but the part that is working connected to the government aspect on a raw level of psychic energy. So the fact that you're applying for the federal government. Now, why did I see that? Because I saw it while you were talking, I saw the American flag. And I thought, gee, I see the American flag while Jennifer's talking. She must be working for the government or something about the government. So that's why I asked, through the visual energy of the American flag. Now, the federal government. Now, to me, whether this applies to you directly or not, it has to do with law and order. So, you know, when we get to the American flag, we get into the justice system, the Constitution, blah, blah, blah. What is your degree in?
Communications.
Okay. So I'm assuming if some spirit, guide, angel, or just my psychic rawness saw that flag and you are applying to the federal government and you are undergoing tests, half of which you passed and you failed the what part did you fail in that particular test?
The government tests I passed, and this was a few months ago, back in August, and they hired me, but it was into a pool, and there haven't been any openings. So I'm on a waiting list for the federal government. The job I just failed the test for was to be a dealer at the casino.
Oh.
Well, you failed that test because you're probably not meant to go there. So I'm assuming that the test where you're going to the government should – we could rock this a little bit to your advantage, and what Chris and I will do is we'll try to promote an energy attitude that the waiting list with the federal government will somehow speed up. I don't know how long the process may take, but I'm inclined to want to go there first because of the American flag that I'm seeing. And so all I can say to you is that we made a validation on the air that it has something to do with the federal government validation, and that the waiting list process may be shortened by sheer blessing. So let's go there first and see how well we do.
Okay, Jennifer. Hopefully that helps.
That does a lot. Thank you. I appreciate you.
All right. Well, we are out of time, Neil.
Okay.
Back on the air Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, callers and listeners. Bye.